There are but few who have not read in the gospel the story of the man who spent his life in getting and spending, in gathering and storing, in pulling down and putting up again, until suddenly there came thundering in upon him a summons to another life and another world that would not be put off. If the neighbors had thought his to have been a successful life, how greatly they were mistaken. It was really a foolish life, foolish because of its false security. The man had counted upon a long life. How true are the words of Edward Young: all men think all men mortal but themselves. This prosperous man of the world thought he had securely fastened the door against poverty, anxiety, and want. But there was one against whom no door can be barred, and he was the least thought of: death. He showed his foolishness also by thinking there was no place for his produce except in his own barns. St. Augustine once said, "The barns in which we should dispose of our good things are the bosoms of the needy, the homes of the widow, and the mouths of the orphans." This man of the parable selfishly filled his own barns alone and prided himself on the fact. He was foolish, too, because he left out of his thoughts all consideration of God and acted as if he were proprietor of all he touched of both worlds. My barn, my goods, my fruits, and even my soul. No recognition of a supreme being. How foolish he was also in the way he had dressed himself. "So thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry." He might claim the goods, but he could not claim the years. He thought the needs of his soul were the same as those of his body. Much fodder in new barns is poor stuff to feed one's soul upon. To escape the estimate God placed upon this man, you and I must put the interest of our soul above that of our body and all material things. Our first duty is to save our soul by confessing our sin to God and obtaining his forgiveness. The surety of heaven and its treasures are greater and grander and infinitely more valuable than barns filled with goods and fruits.